Sarah Cairns is the Agriculture Services Manager of Big Lakes County. She joins us on the line today for the Ag Show. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us. Ag Safety Week. Even though we have a lot of snow on the ground in the Northwest right now, some people are probably starting to think about, okay, when are we going to start thinking very much so that we got to get the machinery in the field? Well, we got a little bit of time, but now is a perfect time to start thinking about being safe on the machinery, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. As people are, some people are in the midst of calving, some people are maybe just wrapped up, but not only that, we're heading towards spring and we're starting to think about getting our machinery out there and planting and getting all the fields ready. So we're definitely preparing here for springtime and getting really active.
How big is the saying in your mind, safety first?
Well, you know, for our farmers and our ranchers and producers, it's got to be number one. We do everything as safely as we can, of course, but they do carry some risk just in the nature of their jobs there. So safety first for them is everything, especially being so many places are family owned. It's not just you or a worker or anything like that. When you're working out there, it's about you and your family and keeping everyone safe.
I'm thinking, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Sarah, that being mentally prepared as well as preparing the machinery to be safe this calving season and this seeding season needs to be there and present, even though there's a whole bunch of snow on the ground. How big do we need to prepare mentally and physically?
Definitely the mental aspect can play a huge part. There's a lot of different resources out there for people as well. AgNO is a great association to be working with. They provide some big mental health supports for farmers. Unfortunately, farming can have one of the higher rates of poor mental health, just the stress of it and everything. But our farmers, you know, they're getting ready. They've got to be thinking about safety, not only physically and being safe in what they're doing, but also mentally of they're entering a very stressful season. And they just need to know that they do have supports and resources and people that they can talk to and work through this with.
Talking on the mental aspect of this, Sarah, how difficult yet how easy is it for farmers, ranchers, and producers in taking their time instead of taking time for granted?
Yeah, so they, like I said, like lots of mental preparation goes into the season. But when we're talking about ag safety, there's a lot of preparation of getting your machines ready, but also getting you ready for the season. And we don't want to be just rushing into everything. I know it's very hectic. It can be easy to do, but taking a step back to remember that the most important thing is that you stay safe, both mentally and physically. So if you need to take a step back and maybe slow things down a little bit to make sure you're going through all the proper steps to keep you safe, then that's what's most important to your farm, is that you are staying safe.
Especially with the fact that we've got others in the background, like family and friends, to think about as well, because they're a big part of everybody's life as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of these family farms, right? You're out there working, and it's not just with unknown people. You're out there with your family every day, so you're keeping yourself safe. If you're working with livestock, obviously you're trying to keep them safe, but you're trying to keep your family safe, your workers, anyone who's with you. That's just the most important goal at the end of the day, is just keeping everyone working there as safe as they can be.
Sarah, with all this snow on the ground, I'm thinking that it might be a late start for some of the seasons, like seeding starting in the spring. It might be a little bit of a late start. How advisable do you think it is to start thinking and preparing now, mentally and physically and safety-wise?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the sooner you can start preparing yourself, your equipment, for the spring, the better. Obviously, it's best to have plans in place. But also, on your operation, if you are the farmer, you are the expert on your operation. So you know typically how the season is going to go and how the rain and the melt is going to go. So having that in mind, preparing for it, but also just knowing that you can get through it, you will get through it. You probably have many years before. So preparation is key, but also just having that confidence in, you know, if you're farming, you know what you're doing, and you'll get through that. You'll get through it every year, just like you have been.
Fingers crossed, a safe season is on the horizon, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the best qualities of farmers is that no matter what season it is or what the weather is, they're so resilient that we've farmed through it all and we will continue to farm through it all. So we do everything we can to be prepared, but at the end of the day, we know that we can get through just about everything.
I appreciate this. Sarah Cairns is the Agriculture Service Manager for Big Lakes County. Sarah, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.